It's May Day 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. As news of the swine flu spread online, the web, blogs, and microblogging service Twitter showed how much they can help and hinder communication in a rapidly changing situation. On the good side, the net could point you to resources such as the World Health Organization's Disease Outbreak News Center or the Center for Disease Control's Travel Health Warnings page. Facebook and Google both had maps helping to track the disease from its origins in Mexico. But the darker side is that misinformation can easily spread on services like Twitter, where swine flu searches have been trending upward for the past week. As Evgeny Morozov notes at the Foreign Policy blog, having millions of people wrap up all their fears into 140 characters and blurt them out in the public might have some dangerous consequences, networked panic being one of them. Morozov thinks that the CDC should stay on top of these online conversations to calm fears. In less dire news, Disney's ABC network signed on with Hulu, the popular video hub co-owned by News Corp and NBC Universal. That leaves CBS as the only major U.S. network not involved in the video portal. The New York Times reports that Disney will get a 28% stake in Hulu, a bit less than the other partners, and will give the site $25 million worth of free promotion on ABC TV. With all the TV networks coalescing around Hulu, will CBS cave and join them? Not necessarily, according to Joe Flint at the LA Times. Flint says CBS has a go-it-alone strategy that included buying CNET networks for $1.8 billion and launching a Hulu clone at TV.com. Plus, CBS distributes its content all over the web at other sites such as MySpace and YouTube. But if Hulu's popularity continues to grow, it's now the number 3 most popular video site online, CBS might have to sign on. Now it's time for just one question. I talked with Peter Shane, Executive Director of the Knight Commission on the Information Needs of Communities in a Democracy, which is trying to find out how people in communities will get information in the digital age. My question, what surprised you so far?
One thing that was sort of surprising is how unable people are to actually describe what makes for a high-quality local information and communication system. You can find a million people who will say, democracy, that information is the lifeblood of democracy, or communities without news, will inevitably suffer. If you look for ways of indexing or just describing in a kind of rigorous way what it is that makes for an inclusive, relevant, credible, local news and information environment, and being able to measure that and relate it to positive community outcomes, we're sort of nowhere.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about swine flu coverage online? Our last poll question was, what do you think about local watchdog journalism sites such as MinnPost and Voice of San Diego? Here's how readers answered. 40% said, don't judge them yet, it's early. 27% said, they represent the future for newspaper journalism. 17% said they will adopt a largely nonprofit model. And 7% said they need to be more innovative and reach out to communities. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.